Okay, let's move on to the regular calendar, right?
Yes.
Regular calendar. And I think we want to read 729, 730, and 731 as a package.
729, accept a grant in the amount of $117,000 from the Oregon Community Foundation's Penstemon Fund to make renewable energy accessible to a broader segment of Portland's community. 730, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland Public Schools to establish roles and responsibilities regarding the placement of a solar electric system at Oliver P. Lent School as part of the Solar Forward Program. And 731, authorize a grant agreement with Hacienda Community Development Corporation to install a 10-kilowatt solar electric system on the roof of the futsal court located at the Ortiz Center at 6736 Northeast Killingsworth as part of the Solar Forward Program.
Great. Well, let me take a couple moments and set the stage for this presentation, then give it over to Susan. As you might remember, last spring, the city accepted a $100,000 grant from the Oregon Community Foundation to launch Solar Forward, and that's our first community solar program, a movement that's taking off across the country. And, of course, particularly with Susan Anderson heading our Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, we like to be in the vanguard of these kinds of movements. Solar is also a really democratic energy resource, which is why we have so many Portlanders adopting that technology and putting it on their roofs and using the opportunity to generate their own power and maybe even sell it back to the local electric utility. We're really happy that the Oregon Community Foundation has recognized the value of the work that's going on in BPS and that they've come forward with another grant to continue this work. So this is, again, another case of where success is breeding success because of our good staff work and the fact that the community really supports this kind of initiative. So thank you for being here this morning and for bringing us some good news. Please take it away, Susan Anderson.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioner Susan Anderson, Director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Mm-hmm. And with me here today is Randy Miller, who is with Portland Public Schools, and Andrea Jacob, who's our Senior Program Manager with the Bureau. It's my pleasure to not be bringing to you some big controversial issue. We'll say that for 2 o'clock
this afternoon. Yeah, right.
And instead to sort of just be doing a bit of a celebration this morning. It's a celebration of something we call Solar Forward. Last year, as the mayor mentioned, we received and worked with the Oregon Community Foundation and received a $100,000 grant to launch the campaign. And today we're here to do three things. First, to accept some additional funding. Second, to celebrate our crowdsourcing campaign. And then third, to describe one of the projects that we've been working on so far. As you may remember, Solar Forward is a crowdsourcing campaign that's sort of like Kickstarter meets solar and the Climate Action Plan all in one. BPS started it last year to provide people with a way to invest in a solar system, even if they don't own their own home. And so far, we've raised over $30,000 in direct cash contributions from supporters. The systems are being installed on public buildings, community centers, schools, and libraries. Our first installation was at the Southwest Community Center. I want to thank Andrea for her hard work on this project. It's really one of my favorite kind of projects to do at the Bureau, whether it was the old Office of Sustainable Development or now at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, where we get an idea, we begin to build partnerships, we go and find the funding. It's, you know, using other people's money for good, and it's a really great partnership. So now, in addition to the $30,000 in individual contributions and the original $100,000 grant, we now have an additional $117,000 from the Oregon Community Foundation. And together, these funds will help us install two more systems. One of those will be at Oliver Lent School, which is owned by Portland Public Schools. And the other is the Ortiz Center, which is owned by Hacienda Community Development Corp. So, you know, developing Solar Forward has been a learning experience for all of us and for me at BPS. It's been a way for us to bring together local residents, renters, businesses, community organizations, and the city in order to sort of take these big ideas we have around reducing carbon emissions and put them very much on the street so that people can see and touch and feel and look at very real projects at schools and at community centers. Along the way, one of the things that we did learn is that the state here in Oregon doesn't really have a good mechanism to be able to kind of translate the financial benefits to the individual people who are donating money. In other words, they don't get a reduction in their electricity bill for the amount of money that they're putting in. And so we're working with the Oregon PUC and the utilities to try and work on what's called net metering. We have net metering, but it's not quite as full as we'd like it. So we want people to be able, like they are in four or five other states around the U.S., to be able to invest but then get something back in terms of reduction. We think that will really spur the campaign. In the meantime, we're moving forward. We have great partners. I'd like to introduce one of those partners who's here. Randy is the director of project management for facilities for Portland Public Schools. We worked together about 15 years ago, I think, when he worked with Commissioner Salzman and others at the Bureau of Environmental Services. He's a great project manager, and so I was pleased to see him show up at Portland Public Schools and someone we could work with there. Randy.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm here in support of this project. This project represents a partnership that provides multiple positive benefits to PPS. Portland Public Schools truly appreciates the partnership with the City of Portland and the Oregon Community Foundation. They're especially important for the way they contribute to PPS achieving its educational milestones. It also contributes to providing a small reduction in operating expenses. Lentz School is a K-8 school, and a key milestone of PPS is learning to read by third grade. We'll be able to use this project in a way that facilitates and enables engaging young minds in the learning environment. And we'll also be able to use, from a facility standpoint, we'll be able to contribute to the learning environment by the operating expense for every penny saved is a penny that can go to the classroom. That's very important, so we appreciate that very much. So for these reasons, we greatly appreciate the opportunity to participate in the Solar Forward program, and we look forward to the successful completion of the project.
Thank you. Thanks.
So I assume it'll go this smoothly at 2 also.
Right. And this is just a start. I mean, this is a great pilot project, but you think about the number of flat roofs owned by public agencies or nonprofits, and we're making progress. But boy, we've got lots of acreage out there yet to populate with panels.
Great. Thank you.
Questions, concerns?
Mayor, I have a proposed amendment to 730 and 731. The wording on the request for proposal was ambiguous, and the city attorney has advised that it should be reworded. It seemed to imply that BDS was going to waive all fees for the permits for this, which is not the case. However, we have, at your behest and at the solar industry's behest, greatly reduced the fees to the minimum required to cover costs. So the amendment would place a period after at the end of the sentence, the selected proposer shall secure all permit approvals from the Bureau of Development Services, and then start a new sentence, the selected proposer shall secure from all utility companies all required rights, and the remainder is the same.
That's what you intended, I believe.
So I'm Andrea Jacob with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. My understanding is how the RFP was written is that those permit fees were not waived. They were just wrapped into the overall contract price. And so there was back and forth with our staff and city attorneys. It was never intended that they be waived. It's just bundled in. And there was some concern about how that was worded. So,
thank you. And then, so I have a question about the second part. Is that the same thing for the utility companies, that the costs were bundled in for the permits from the utility companies?
There is a minor cost to interconnect, and those are also considered part of the contract.
Thank you. So I move that amendment for item 730 and item 731.
Okay, is there a second?
These are friendly amendments, Susan?
Yeah, we're fine.
Second.
Okay, so you're okay with these amendments? Okay, further council discussion on the amendments. We'll act on those, and then we'll see if there's any testimony. So can we approve those as a package since they're essentially similar, even though they're two separate items, Carla?
I'm quite sure we can.
Pardon me?
Do we have to amend each ordinance separately, or can we adopt those as a package since both items are before the council? Okay, so let's take a roll call on the amendment to item 730.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Many thanks to Christine and the others in my office for catching that. Aye.
I'm sorry. Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And now on 731.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, approved. Thank
Mayor,
you.
I have a couple questions.
Sure.
Are we taking up 731, or I know that goes to a second reading, or are we doing anything on the Hacienda piece, or is that?
That one goes to second reading. The other two are emergency ordinances.
Is anyone from Hacienda presenting today?
David was going to come, but he couldn't make it at the last minute. So so he's not here, but and they're very excited.
Randy, a couple years ago, the council, excuse me, council got an allergy. The council was working with the school district to make sure that in the future capital improvement programs, we carve out either a community garden or a rain garden on each. excuse me, on each prop. I'm allergic to Dan Saltzman.
On each Let's hope not.
On each site that's being worked on. At some point, are we going to get some kind of status update on how that's going?
We can arrange for that for sure and come back to you. And
I think the idea was there were, and this is, I think, consistent with our climate action plan goals here. There was going to be at least a carve out for a site where there could be a garden or a rain garden that doesn't, thank you, that doesn't resolve the question of how it's funded. But as part of the master planning process, that was going to be done. So we welcome an update on how we're doing on that.
Mr. Fish, we can do that. We'll also bring, as part of that, we'll bring in some information about the tree planting program that's been occurring on Portland Public Schools property as well.
Thank you.
Great. Other questions? Is there anyone signed up to testify on any of these items, Carl?
No one else signed up.
Okay. All right. Then let's take a roll call on the emergency items, which are 729, 730.
Saltzman.
Well, this is a great partnership. Thanks to Portland Public Schools. Good to see you, Randy. And Oregon Community Foundation and Hacienda Community Development. Thanks to BPS for all your great work. Hi.
Novick.
This is very exciting. And anything that we can do to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to promote renewable energy is a wonderful thing. Really appreciate the involvement of the Oregon Community Foundation and Portland Public Schools and the Bureau. And thank you very much. Hi.
Fritz.
Thanks for your continued leadership on this. Hi.
Fish.
Great partnership. Nice work. Thank you. Hi.
Fields.
Well, first of all, if the public sector was like the private sector and we paid bonuses for people getting grants, Susan would be taking home a much bigger paycheck. Because she's really assiduous about finding,
on the record.
Yeah, finding grantors. And I'm really happy about this latest one, but just the fact that the Oregon Community Foundation is stepping up, you know, on this kind of longer-term support. You know, foundations often touch and go, and this is really great that they have doubled down on their commitment to this program. So I want to make sure we express our thanks to them as well. But great job, team. Great project. Many more to come, I hope. Aye. And 730.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Thanks, Randy. Aye. Okay, and 731 moves to second reading next week. Thank you very much.